Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Genesis chapter 37. So this is the Joseph anointing part 1. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we ask that you open our eyes this morning and you speak to us, you bless us. Let everyone be blessed, transformed by the teaching and the ministry of your word. Now, do we have the scripture? Is it on display? All right. And Jacob dwelt in the land where his father was a stranger. Where did he dwell? In the land where his father was a stranger. I want you to follow that line of thought. In the land of Canaan. Now, the first thing before I quickly run out of this verse, go back to verse 1, is that there are certain things that will happen to you in your life. If you look at your history, you will realize it's not anything new. Look at that scripture. Say, Jacob dwelt in the land. Who was the father of Jacob? Huh? Isaac. Are you with me here? Please follow me, because some of you are praying against things. I want you to pay attention, please. I don't want you to miss what I'm about to say here. Who was the father of Jacob? And the scripture said, Isaac dwelt where? In the land where his father, Isaac, was a... All right. Who is the father of Isaac? Was Abraham also a stranger? Did he leave his father's house to go looking for a city that God will show him? Did God tell him where the city was? God said, I will show you. So the first thing you need to know is that revelation is progressive. Everything the Lord says to you is progressive. Don't go about making a lot of noise. God said. Revelation is what? Progressive. That means whatever the Lord has said to you, he can unsay it. He can still unsay it. If you notice or observe that you don't have the character for it or the strength to carry that prophecy, he will change it or tone it down so that you will not lose your salvation. Are you here? I remember, you know, there's this scene on this film, Abejoe. For those of you who have seen it, where the Lord Jesus appeared to that man and said, because of your anger and your sin, you cannot bear the ministry. Who has seen that? Uh-huh. You know, every time I get there, I start praying. Because I just realize how many bad things I've done. And the Lord did not see anything. Is it even possible you have been suspended in the spirit realm and you are here holding mic? Are you with me? The Lord said he should come home, come and rest. Meanwhile, if Baba died that night, what would people be saying? Ah, Baba died in Christ. But will he get a full reward? Come on, talk to me. If Baba Abenjoe dies that night, will he get a full reward? You people are not happy. Is it because I'm talking about death? I say, will he get a full reward? There's a message I preached in this church about honor, the spirit of honor, and I talked about getting the full reward. You should go look for that message. It's a series. And sincerely, everybody, in fact, this week, go and look for it on the church website. Listen to the whole message. Download it and be listening. For your own good, you need it. Those are some of my best messages. So, Abraham was also a stranger. He left the land of Ur looking for Canaan, and yet they called themselves stranger. Excuse me, when the Lord told Abraham to leave his father's house, did he have Canaan in mind? No, listen. Where was the place God promised him and his children? Was it not Canaan? Are you with me now? But the Lord gave him, led him to that place progressively. Are we together? Please stay with me. Because when the Lord promises you something, or you think you prayed and you heard God say, I will give you this land, I will give you this nation, I will give you this city, I will do this for you, I will do that for you, I will make your business or your company a globally sought out company. There is, excuse me, and there is a physical blueprint or reality in terms of the fulfillment of that process. What I'm saying is this. If the Lord says, I will make you an excellency, I will glorify you, it may mean making you a father of nations as it has to do with Abraham. But spiritually, it has another meaning. Because even after Abraham found the land, the only thing he got inside, do you know what it was? A burial ground. Hey, where he buried Sarah. That Canaan that God promised him. You know, when you've prayed and fasted, the promise, you are trusting God, but God is actually promising you that thing because of your children. You will take the land. You will take the city. You will get into it, but you would have become too tired. But you will now open a trajectory of blessings. You will it's like opening a dam, and your children's children will never suffer again. So even as you are now old, you are happy because a righteous man, what does he do? He leaves inheritance for who? Only his children. And his children, your children's children will be afraid to change their name from your own because that name will open door. Come on, say amen. Come on, say that's my portion. Are you following me here? All right. So, this lineage, they are not far. They are not really far away from living and prospering in strange places. That's why I said when you look at your family, look at your history, you will see certain things that seem to cut across. But do you also know that just the way you have a physical lineage, you also have a spiritual lineage? The Bible speaks about the sons of Issachar who in their generation have the understanding of what? Times and what? And they always knew what Israel should do. So when they go for their business meeting, chamber of commerce, they go to the house of assembly, people are just talking. But you see, the sons of Issachar, they are very small. Oh my God. They're a small band of people. The Bible said they only brought about 200 men. Every tribe was bringing, you know, thousands, hundreds. They only brought 200. They could only find 200 men. When they say, okay, how many people are you giving us? We need 13. We need 300 crates of coke for this end of year party. How many can I say? I'll give you 10. Well, we know you are small. Don't worry. I, Chief Kurumujeje, will give 500. Hey! Nobody will clap for Manasseh, for Issachar, because they know that they are like a small country, Togo. One country that even if you travel there now, you will not tell anybody you traveled. That is typical of the sons of what? Issachar, they are small. The Bible says, but they produce leaders. They know when you are about to make a mistake. When somebody from that tribe comes, they are trained and skilled in a way, they can see error. Even when they are not hearing the voice from God, they say, this thing will not work. Go and check it, they are always right. They are trained to be leaders. They are prophetic. They always know. They always operate in revelation. So certain things can go with your lineage. Are you with me now? Certain things can go with your spiritual lineage. And your lineage, don't be confused about it. If you know that you are somebody that is gifted, you are always seeing visions, you are always having dreams, you go and put your head somewhere where they always speak against dreams and visions. You have been misfiled. Your file, you know, have been put in the wrong place. Because everything they say there, we talk against your gift. It's in the word of God. It is the word of God. But God gave us this entire Bible. Half of it was in dreams. Oh, are you with me now? Don't put your head where they will talk down on your gift. I used to attend a church way back. I used to attend a church way back. We can't do a service until people do breakdance. They will do breakdance and they will dance. And while they're people are clapping. Woo! In my mind, like, these people are not serious. It was no wonder I left the place. They will sing and stretch their legs and they were enjoying it, but I wasn't edified. I didn't really understand. Apart from the fact that people are dancing, I really don't know. I know this whole Salome thing, you have to be very careful. But so they were enjoying it. So you find that a lot of students and young people were going there. Because they say we need to allow the youths be part of the service. Always rehearsal, drama, singing, choreography. But my file is not there. You understand? I belong to a company of prophets. I can sit down and listen to an apostle and prophet for 6 hours. And believe me, I do it regularly. In a day, I'll just sit down. Find your lineage. Because when certain things are happening to you, the only answer will be in your root. Come on, are you with me? I say when certain things, and some of you are not listening now. When certain things start happening to you, it takes somebody who understands your lineage to say, but this thing happened to your dad. Your father was also a prophet. Oh my God, are you here now? Are you blessed? Please, are we in this service? All right. So we've established that Abraham was a sojourner, right? We've also established that Isaac was what? That even in Canaan that God promised him, he did not sleep. He postured himself as a sojourner, as though there was something else the Lord was still talking about. It was Hebrews that later told us that they were looking for a city whose builder and maker was who? Was God. Which means that Canaan was not really the destination. Canaan was a physical blueprint for what the Lord was showing them. God was showing them Zion. But he needed the obedience of Abraham. He needed somebody on earth to agree with him, to align with that purpose, for that thing to be established. So when the Lord begins to speak to you about certain things, know that there are at least two sides to that thing. There is the earthly representation and the manifestation, but the one that is inheritance, the one nobody can take from you, is the spiritual aspect of that prophecy. When you find yourself in a season and you begin to feel like you are the odd one out, is it possible that you are like Jacob sojourning somewhere that used to celebrate you suddenly begins to tolerate you? Is it possible that you have entered a new season where you should no longer claim your citizenship but begin to look for that which comes from God? How do you know when a season is over? These are things you should learn when you are in a prophetic church like this. Not that everything, you don't have to hear God. You can see the parameters. You're saying, this thing is over. There's nothing there. Somebody comes around you and just in less than 3 days, your emotions are flying all around the place. You just want to love and get married. You say, Smoke screen. Give the guy 2 weeks. Tell him to join you for 3 hours prayer. Is easy to know the will of God now. Say, well, what are you doing this week? I said, could you convert my place? Why not? He's excited. Like, you even asked him to come. When you come, sweep your house. Put 2 chairs. Play Victoria Renze or Dunsi. Say, I just feel a burden. I want us to pray. I have a burden in my heart. Shut. As you are talking, be speaking in tongues. Don't say pray. Just say, I have a burden. I perceive the Lord. The Lord is. Say, are you with me, brother Michael? Say. You call him brother Michael. So he will know that today is not for love; it's for war. Check his prayer appetite. You have to check it. Say, Pastor, I don't know if he's the one. I'm telling you how you will know. Say, let's just pray for a few. I just want, maybe by the time we pray for a few minutes, the burden will lift. Say, okay, why not? Why not? Say, you tell him, say, let me lead. Is that okay? Say, yes. Say, Rahi Kavelo, Brati Satalia no Sakaba. Marabalefuni metasi, baralikano, toshapa. Close your eyes. Don't even look at him again. Shaka kutebia lakara, izepeno kurate, kakupaya, le mahatura tebea, duzapa, tapta kakupa. Begin to shake your head. Baka, ba, di, zaptaka, pa. Then you take off your wristwatch, turn it like this, turn off your phone, do like this. Once you are now on the express. 1 hour, hey, come back. But the more he said, but she said, we just want to pray. He said, Shabra, da, 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 ta, pa, pa, za, te, te, ka, kup, pra, sha, da, pa. You see, you are the one that is a sojourner. He doesn't know. He doesn't know. He's just looking for a wife. But you must have a sojourning spirit for us to go together. Come on, are you here now? This guy loves you, but he doesn't know the spirit you carry. So you can't just marry me without my spirit. There's something that is upon my heart. There's something upon my spirit. If I love you, but you don't carry my spirit, I will fall out of love with you. Oh, Pastor, but she's such a beauty queen. Hey! I'm telling you why beloved becomes behated. That's what I'm telling you here. Nobody goes into a relationship hating the person. They must have felt something. You must have a sojourning. I'm talking about when you find a Joseph. Don't just think a Joseph emerged. He emerged from generations of postured sojourners. Every time you see them, they're always ready to move. Every time you see them, it's as if God is saying something and they are ready to move. How come are you with me now? So you must have that sojourn. You want to carry this kind of anointing? I am trying to demystify it. If you have a spirit that always settles down, you are always complacent. You are always laid back. You don't like to be challenged. You can't carry this anointing. It's a Joseph anointing. Come on, say, I'm a sojourner. And the scripture, New Testament, Paul teaches us about we being sojourners on this earth. We being sojourners. If you wake up tomorrow, find yourself in Canada, you are a sojourner. You didn't come to set. Oh my God. Some people got to Canada and thought we are finally settled. No. This Joseph anointing. Abraham was a sojourner. God did not let him stay in his father's house. Isaac that was born and he was taken to Canaan was also said he was a sojourner. Genesis 37:1. Now we are about to look at another person. Joseph. Who because of the beckoning of destiny found himself in Egypt. Another sojourner. And then you are asking why God is always moving you around. Check your spiritual lineage. Check your history. Are you from a family of sojourners? People that God always takes them to new territories and gives them that city. Are you one of those people, peradventure, that the Lord has never given you anything that was your birthright, but he takes what is another man's and gives to you as a mark that he is the God who can do anything? You come into a place, you come into a city like Lagos, and you meet people from Ojota at the entrance of Lagos. They are hustling. And you are coming with your bag. Oh boy. Now, where we want to start from? Oh boy. People are hustling. You met them 4 a.m. They are on the street. When I got to Lagos, I was living around K2 Kosofe. Nothing is free in Lagos. That means nothing is free in Lagos. And I got to the bus stop. I was going to the island. I stood at that bus stop. Oh, what is this guy? I wanted to be sure. I did. He was saying no. Should he? I didn't. I didn't want to sound like I was new, so I was trying to listen. I still didn't get it. He was twisting his tongue, but every other person knew the language of that environment. I was the sojourner. I didn't know it. Then one guy got into the bus. The guy entered the front seat and dozed off. In my heart, I said, where I'm coming from, you can't try this. You sleep, they will kidnap you. The guy just got in. Obalende CMS 40 minutes. In my mind, like, I was troubled. You know, I went back home. And the pastor was staying, squatting with. I said, I don't know if this is the place for me. I said, I was waiting for a bus. And I saw a guy in the bus sitting, a passenger, and he was snoring. Like, you people, like, now, for you, it's not a strange thing, right? Ah, no, if I come from Daura, it's strange. Nobody sleeps. Do you understand? Just the way you may be traveling in the north, somewhere around the north, 2 p.m., without your permission, the driver will park, he wants to pray. Huh? Are we together now? Now, does this sound strange to them? Even if you're a Christian, do they expect you to understand? You're supposed to understand. They want to pray, right? So you wait. And it may be on the express. Anywhere, once the time they park, you can go and ease yourself, be doing whatever you like, but we must pray. Now, if you found that on Lagos Street, somebody suddenly parked on CMS Bridge, say, I want to pray. Now, even though you are coming from Daura, can you take it? I'm an allergic. Will you get into that car now? We have a meeting. We have a meeting VI. Who are you? Prayer, religion is in the heart. You start hearing things like religion is in the heart. Atmospheres, environment can tell you the kind of place you have come to. Without even knowing, without even asking anybody, is this Lagos? Once you cross Arikpo into Bega, the air changes. Verse 2. Are you blessed? Are you blessed? You must have a sojourner spirit to carry a Joseph anointing. Don't settle. Don't settle in your mind. Never think anything that is working for you now is the best. There's something more. It's a state of the heart. Always know you are deserving of more. If you are earning 700,000, always know that there's 1 million around. Always know that you can be more blessed than you are. It's good to be grateful, but don't settle. Tell your neighbor, don't settle. Be grateful, but don't settle. Are you blessed? Verse 2. Give me the second verse. These are the generations of Jacob. Being 17 years old. You see, now this boy's story starts from the age of 17. He was feeding the flock with his brethren, and the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives, his concubines. And Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. Now, x-ray this verse carefully. These are the generations of Jacob. Whose name do you think ought to be first? Immediately after that statement. Reuben. What number was Joseph among all of them? 11. The last being Benjamin. These are the generations of Jacob. Reuben being 17. Moses bypassed 10 people and went to the 11th boy, who was the seed carrier, a carrier, the transfer of blessing, the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. Among the 12, one was selected to carry the transfer, and it was little Joseph. You may be the last child, but you may be the one carrying the seed. The seed of inheritance for your family. You may be the second child. You may be the one people think that nothing will happen to you. You are backward. But God says, you are my choice. Come on, say amen. Amen. Come on, say it louder, amen. Amen. God says you are his choice. God says you are his choice. That is heaven's verdict. Anywhere you go, Daura, Kauranamoda, Sakwato, Maiduguri, Ilela. Anywhere you go, that seed will be speaking. Because that seed always takes cities. It takes territories. It takes system. Whatever people do always works in your favor. Because the verdict that was spoken over your head was what put the seed in you. That you're a city taker. Hallelujah. He said, give me that scripture. He said, these are the generations of Jacob, verse 2. Joseph, being 17 years old, what was he doing? He was feeding the flock, tending the flock, going in the family business, not trying to do his own thing. Because what you are doing here is generational. It's a generational blessing. Therefore, it has to be a generational business. I must be about my father's business. That's what Jesus said. So the moment you come to God and you find another reason to be here, except the father's business, you have cut short the flow of divine supply. Don't only let God be useful to you when you need something. Come on, are you here now? Serve God. I must be about my father's business. Every time you share the gospel with somebody, or you try to encourage somebody, or you try to pray with somebody, you are doing your father's business. You are not trying to be a Christian. You are in the family business. Come on, say amen. You are in the family business. Train your children to pray with their classmates when they are sick. We are still in Nigeria, not London. We can pray. He said he was feeding the flock with his brothers. This guy, at the age of 17, was demonstrating business capacity, leadership capacity. He was already skilled in the family business. At the age of 17, he could have chosen to be the baby of the house. But when he was pushed out, they thought they were pushing him out to go and, you know, sort everybody out, while the big brothers went out and met with their girlfriends. Joseph could not afford a girlfriend. He was always busy. If you can afford a girlfriend, you are not busy. Yes. Yes. What most ladies don't know is that when a guy realizes that a woman is difficult to catch, then it becomes a challenge. He wants to get her. The moment you are very readily available, accessible, at your very best, you are a girlfriend. So hear it from me. So you can raise your price. Dollar is going up. Oh, can we go out tomorrow? No, I've got to be in a meeting. But I think I can squeeze out 30 minutes tomorrow. Let's have a chat. Then maybe Saturday we can see. Yeah. She's busy. He will not be messing you up. He say, I just want to hear a voice. No, can I call you? Send a message first. Because you could be in a meeting. All those availability is good when you are not married. But when you are married, we need to hit the road. I need to be sure from your end you are productive. You need to be sure that from my own hand, I'm not fluffing. I'm not waiting to spend my wife's money. Joseph had learned the family business. What was meant to be a symbol of rejection, he had mastered it. That was why he was able to bring an evil report. An evil report means, daddy, they are not doing this work well. But I can't talk to them because they are my elders. Daddy, Bilhah's sons came this morning. For 45 minutes, they didn't do anything. I had to do their task, and also I also had to do mine. It doesn't really make any sense. If we have these numbers, we should be scaling. We should be getting more results. Right now, everything you are seeing on this farm is my effort. That was Joseph. Joseph never even thought. He had never thought that maybe one day he will become a prime minister. For him, I am so blessed to be considered worthy to be in my father's business. Your heart and the posture of your mind is very important. There are certain anointings that don't rest on calling alone. They rest on your character. Before God will call you to those things, He will first check you. Check you. Check you. Can she handle it? Can this brother handle it? So let's check him. Let's test him. Let him go to prison. You will have many more than one opportunity to turn your back and say, I'm not serving God again. And everybody's just watching. You see, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save. But you may be, God may be checking you because God wants to move you from the realm of 1 million to 10 million and he's looking at you. Can she pay her tithe? Now, if you struggle with your tithe sometimes, raise your hands. When you see the amount, you struggle. So, God bless you. God bless you. Okay. Have you ever struggled paying a tithe of 500,000? Okay, let me rephrase. If you had to pay a tithe of 500,000 now, will you feel somehow? Be honest. That means you got how much? 5 million. All of a sudden, I hey, you call brother Dami. Dami, but this tithing thing, but is it really compulsory? This first fruit. Come on, are you here now? Are we still together? And you people, I love you because you people are always on point. Now, I'm saying, for major moves that a company or an organization or a believer needs to make, there must be a major, a major test of character that you would have passed. So before God moves you to the realm of 10 millions, God would have seen that there is nothing around that ring that you can't give to him if he asks. So before, as we are talking and I'm sharing with you, I want you to be thinking along with me. Because some of you, what you need for the next season is not prayer. It's obedience. And don't even try to obey God. Don't try to obey God. Just do it. Don't try. Just. I hope you know that business that you are paid $250,000, that thing that you did, even though you know you made some mistake, but in design, every mistake is part of the artwork. That thing that you are paid for, you know that business school may not have actually sailed through. They would have given it to somebody else. But all of a sudden, you struggle to honor the Lord. Tithe is a system of honor. It's not about if you don't do it, I'll punish you. It's your way of saying, God, I honor you with the first. Before you touch the money, honor him. It's not tight because you gave it. It's tight because before you touched it, you honored him. That's the difference between a Cain and an Abel. One offering was honorable. The other was not. One gave God something of the earth that the Lord had caused. Somebody gave God something that reminded him of redemption, which was a lamb. Because Jesus would later become the lamb that was slain before the foundation. So it's not because Cain was not a worshiper of Satan. Cain was a worshiper of God. The idea to worship God with an offering didn't come from Abel. Cain decided in his mind. Unfortunately, there was no honor to it. He didn't ask, what should I do to honor the Lord? What would I do that would be honorable to him? He just felt 5,000 should be okay. You cannot feel when it comes to honoring the Lord. Paul taught us in the scripture. He said, let every man decide and then give. Paul said, let every man what? Decide within your own mind. You will say, how do I want to honor God this morning? And you tell yourself, I've never done it before. I will empty my account. The God that sits in the secret. When you do it, don't come and tell me. I'm telling you how to be proficient in these things. Because many just want to be Joseph, but they don't want the prison. They don't want the pain and the rejection of friends and family. They don't want to be misunderstood. Well, tell your neighbor, be industrious. Any area of industry that you have developed expertise in, is not where you are going. It's the test to see if you qualify for more. Please, I want to ask you, what is the correlation between going to sheep and farm business school at Daura and becoming president? What's the correlation? Is there any correlation? They didn't go to Lagos Business School now. We know them. We are even still looking for the certificate. We don't know. How did God determine you rule in the midst of your brethren? How? Don't let your success in life be determined by the approval of men. Posture yourself before God in such a way that the Lord will say, if I do not lift you, let the throne reject me. That's covenant. You will serve him in such a way, not motivated by praise or criticism. You have made your decision for Jesus. And God will say, Ayakaba, he told us, sir, if I do not lift you and lift your children, and lift your children's children, I will not be God again. Because it seems that the moment God closed the Bible in the book of Revelation, we just assume that any form of impact will only be in the Bible. Extraordinary impact will only be in the Bible, that we will never measure up. God is still looking for men like Jacob, like Joseph, in this time, that he can make a covenant with. That boy was sent to the farm and he was faithful. And he didn't hide the evil performance or evil report of his brothers. He brought it to his boss, his father. And this is very significant. Because, I mean, I was taking a financial 2020 COVID year. I went to learn about the financial markets. I was going to Ikeja every day, driving myself. And while we sat in the class, there were some softwares they needed to teach us and explain to us how to use them. And all I could think of was, leave all these preliminaries. Let's enter into how we are going to make this money. And my teacher was stalling. He was stalling. Okay, this is a 6.6 trillion market. You were just saying, oh God. we are pressed. We need, tell us. Say, sir, please, can you explain to us? He said, I know where you are. Calm down. Say, now I want you to write this down. XAU, USD. He began to give us some codes. US 2000. Say, we should write. Later, I realized that there are some naysayers in that class. If I sit with them, I will not know anything. After burning my fuel to Ikeja. And there's always one mad traffic early in the morning around that Allen, you know. So when I get to the class, I'll go and sit down in front. I'm alone there. I'll sit down. Be looking at the projector. Ah, Mr. Gwenga, I say, good morning, good morning. So I say, good morning, good morning. I say, good morning, good morning. Except you're asking me something related to this class. Say, oh, why? They see your status. You'll be pastor. I say, me, God forbid. I'm not here to talk about that. One day my teacher looked at me. Say, you go far. I took it as a prophecy. Say, you go far. Okay, I'm prophesying to you. He said, you will go far. And when he said, I took it like a personal prophecy. He said, I saw your character. I've seen your notebooks. Then you also took a step further. You started documenting your progress on Excel and you are sharing it. He said, I didn't teach you that, but because of your banking experience, you knew that most likely you do very well. One day he called me and said, I want to train you to be like me. Called me alone. He said, but you're going to pay $250,000. I'll train you for 1 month. You will become very wild. You look at charts, you can tell where the money is. Do you know the funny thing? I never went to him and said, please, can you bring the price down? The moment you say that, you have lost it. You, these people that like pricing. This is not the Joseph. Oh my God, I'm talking about Joseph. Oh. See, I don't have to be telling you all these things because I'm online. People are watching me and I don't want anybody to come to my house. All my money is with God. See, hear me now. I'm telling you a personal experience. The moment somebody offers to mentor you, don't start negotiating. Because the mentor is the one who determines or dictates the terms. For Joseph, he didn't even have the opportunity to negotiate. They just threw him into Potiphar's house. It was mentorship. Threw him into the prison. But I saw the vision of my glory. I didn't see this one. Hey, poof, again, inside prison. Say, oh yeah, enter the sea of forgetfulness. They forgot about it. And every time he's praying, Shabadia, Azada. God is saying, I'm with you. Please, tell me something else. I'll be here for how many years? He entered that place at 17. He didn't come out till he was 30. Please, how long will my prophecy? Is it possible that you are almost at the tail end and you're about to give up? If anybody told Joseph the night before that this is the last night you will sleep in this cell, would he believe? He even became an esco in the prison. The chamo, the father, area father, the G papa of the. See, when your mates are going to have an esco, you say you are in Daura, you say you are in Unilag Business School. Please, what does Unilag have to do with business school? Please, I'm asking. Or Futa. Futa is a science university. What? Is it just because we want to make money? Futa is doing MBA. Fuck, please. Leave this thing for MBS, please. I will never see an MBA from Futa. Or Akungba. Or UNAD. Or Umudike. And I see one small certificate from LBS. And I will leave it. I will take that one and leave you. Yes. I don't want to be explaining anything. Once I give you the job, start working. Once I give you laptop, start working. Don't ask me for job description. Just be doing it. That was the nature of the kind of guy Joseph was. Joseph is a type of Christ. Now, Joseph has a meaning. God will add. God will what? Add. Every time God introduces you as a Joseph to your generation, he has brought something. He has brought solutions. You might have been looked down upon, but the day the wisdom from your mouth drops, people will say, Elizabeth, the way they see you changes. They just like, they can't eat your head and be saying, why you have eaten this morning? You are not that rookie anymore. A lot of church people know how to pray, but they don't have the disciplines meant for the palace. You ask them to come to your house to eat, they're asking for second round. When somebody asks you if you want more, tell me. They are not expecting you to ask for more. No, it's a test. God's servant Bishop Oyedepo was going to transfer and promote some of their senior pastors, send them to other missions. And then he asked them to come with their wives. And they came around and he didn't come out. And he asked that they should serve them food and was watching them from the camera. So after this interview test, we're going to host all of you to a buffet. This is just a way of saying we appreciate you. We know it took you some time to come here. It didn't take me any time, and we both know it. I left through Lady, went to VI. I'm the one looking for a job. You now gave me food, told me, and you are telling me that you know it took me a while, you know, it stressed you, bringing you out of your homes. I'm not doing anything at home. I'm here for work. So you are not chasing me. I have my transport fare. After this buffet, we're going to give you some form of compensation so you can take your transport fare back to your locations. And we really do hope that this time next week, we're going to be meeting with some of you again. And you're going to be wearing our ID cards. We're going to welcome you to the system and we'll tell you what we do. You are feeling happy. And you see buffet, you see different things. You are just putting your hand, Everything about your evil report, just putting your hand. Say, Pastor, I don't know, and I did well. In fact, the interviewer was smiling at me. The cameras say otherwise. After Bishop Erikpo saw the eating session, said, tell Pastor this to come, and his wife said, some of them, it was their wife that put them in trouble. Say, hey, honey, do you remember that thing I said, that recipe? This is it. Say, I test it. The excitement with which she was pointing. Say, this one will eat church money. Hallelujah. Are you blessed this morning? Are you blessed this morning? Are you learning? It will not do you any good if you heard me and you don't make adjustment. All of us here need to make adjustment. It's not a message for you. It's a message for me. When I go home, I will listen to this message. You can see I have my holy Bible here. No note. I'm just explaining what is there. That out of all the children of Jacob, there was one that refused to be part of the pack. not because he could not join. Do you know that was one reason why they hated him? Because you can't do anything in front of him. Everybody will hear. If Joseph gets to the office 8:05, that's the time he will write. When I was in the bank, you come and say, hey, Benga, let me write my own first. You know you have started. Let me write my name first. Let me write. Because they know me, I'm late. 7:45. Say, Benga. I beg. I say, okay. But you, they may be telling you, oh yeah, make you write now, make you write. All of you are in the same cohort. Write it. And God is saying, look at our next prime minister. But you don't know. But 25 years from now, you know God is in the future and the present at the same time. God is seeing his prime minister. Tobe, God is seeing his prime minister in you. And you are here, but you don't know. All you know is that when you pray, God is telling you, I'm taking you far. I'm taking you to great places. God will never tell you. The Bible says we prophesy in part. God will not give everything so that you always have to deploy faith in working with him, following him. He will just be giving you enough to attract you and pull you close. 25 years from now, you will not be here. You will be, your signature will be moving billions in dollars, and God has seen it. And God is only asking for your integrity. That's Joseph. So we all have decisions to make. It has nothing to do with your prayer life now. Everything will work together. Your prayer life, your value systems. You are doing this and you are becoming this kind of person because you are a child of God. Not because you cannot lie. In fact, if you lie, everybody is doing it. It's called wisdom. I say it's called wisdom. Everybody's what? Is doing it. All right, this we'll continue this second service. But I lay that challenge at your feet this morning. Can God use you as a biblical posture for addition? That your presence in any organization, your presence in the life of this girl you want to marry, will actually be an addition. Not that you're always asking her for money. And you have never returned the money. I'm with my wife. I have your money, yo. It's not. Don't worry about it. This message, because I know she remind me. Hey, you know you preached this morning. I said when she reminded me last night. I said it's internet. The meantime bank is not okay. Said I didn't want to return the money. That was how stealing start. You know, I told you this message is for me. Some of you are already doing so well, but you need to scale. Come on, say scale. You need to scale your dedication to discipline. Commitment must be top notch for that kind of unction to rest upon you. Not because of anybody. You have seen it in scripture. You know what you are walking towards. What you are walking towards is the Joseph anointing. Huh? So you know that there are stages and processes. And the first thing is your decision to be loyal, to be dedicated, to be committed. Not doing what everybody is doing. Not going for lunch at the office and gossiping about your boss. That's not your work. Your work is to do your job. Not to comment about your boss's attitude. That's not your business. That's his own problem. When it's time for him to leave the system, you'll be kicked out. But let it not be through your hand. Because whatever you sow, you reap. I was listening at my father's, you know, Pastor Sheyi Nakure was talking to me 3 weeks ago. I mean, we all remember Daddy Sheyi. He was saying, oh, there's this particular doctor, you know, he moved to the UK, he was complaining that, oh, you know, he's not been able to work in the UK as a doctor. They just keep giving him files. Carry this file to the other department. Take it to neurology. Take it to Scandinavia. Take it to pathology. Take it to all the ologies. So I'm a doctor. He said, I don't know what's going on in the UK. There's a lot of racism. I said, Daddy, there's no racism. When your head is smoking with knowledge and wisdom. when Ben Carson split the first Siamese twins, he was the only one who could do it. Did they talk about his color? You may need to do twice the work to get half of what they are enjoying, but do it. Last week I was watching on TV the first cardiologist and, is it nephrologist or something, but kidney specialist. Nephrology. Uh-huh. In Nigeria, first in the world. Young guy. First in the world. Someone that can operate on your heart and operate on your kidney. First in the world. Nigerian, a Yoruba boy. In America. They can't let him go again. But when he got there, they looked down. They say he was not capable. It's on Chinese television. You should try and watch the news. Stop. Watch that one before you watch Netflix. You know, I was just challenged. Like, you see some people, you now realize that an average person who has a kidney problem is like a very rich person. Or somebody who is like comfortable. Excuse me, if the guy decides to start his clinic and on his website he puts it there, the first. Hello? If he charges you $300,000 for a surgery, can you price? You can't. You can't price. You can't negotiate because it's the value he's bringing that he has put a price on. That's the Joseph anointing. The only thing in your head cannot be the Bible. Come on. Are you here now? I said the only thing in your head cannot be the Bible. It must be filled with the wisdom of God. That is not just the knowledge, but the practical understanding of the word of God and how you're able to apply this in your family, in your finance. There are some of you here, by the end of this year, you've never had up to 8 million in your account. You will have that money. Yes. Have you ever made money before and you started shaking because of what just happened? Like, effortless. Who knows what I'm talking? Because some of you have never experienced it. Who knows what I'm talking about? Have you ever used $10 and grown it to $13,000 in less than 1 year? $10. Not 100, 10. You know what it means to grow $10 to $13,000? All right. That's a strange anointing. What others say, what is this? Nothing. You know that's what they said about manna. What is this? They all died. When God makes a provision and you come on now, you say, what is this? That's not the name of manna. It's the name they gave it. What is this? God gave you angels' food. You said, what? Maybe I should preach a message and call it, what is this? That little thing in your hand, is a potential wealth. The person you want to work in his company, what's his name? Our brother, Dangote. Sells Indomie, sells sugar, sells cement, salt. You are too proud. You cannot sell salt. You cannot go to them and say, how can I be a distributor and be bringing it here every Sunday? We'll buy from me simply because it's you. The poor man says, I am ashamed. I cannot walk. I cannot till the ground. But you love free things. So I'm blessed. People just give me things. Oga. You will not go far like this. You will be cursed like Reuben. Because you are only looking for free things. Things your aunts cannot attend to. Like your father's wife. You will be looking for those things. Come on, say God forbid. Tell your neighbor, get up. Get to work. Let your commitment, and there is no field that the Lord places you that you cannot thrive. The scripture says in Proverbs about the Proverbs 31 woman. It says she finds a field and she buys it. She doesn't ask for free. She doesn't get it for free. She buys. Because they know that in the school of Joseph, the Lord will not take anything and he will not give anything if it's not costing any of them something. You will show me the pathway of life. You will show me The pathway. God needs to show you this so that you can put yourself deeply into it. Show me.
You will show me.
Show me.
Pathway of life.
You will show me.
You will show me. The
pathway. I need to see what you are showing me. Show me.
You will show me.
Show me.
The pathway of life.
You will show me.
You will show me.
Show me.
The pathway of life.
You need to see what God is saying, but He has to show you.
You will show me.
Aha. Listen, this is the year of the Josephs. This year, Josephs are coming out of prison. Some of you have prayed, you have fasted, you have been developing yourself, but the Lord said in this season that is called recession, He is bringing you out, He's multiplying your resource, He's multiplying your income, He's glorifying you. For He said, I will glorify you and you will not be small. That's what the Word of God is saying. You will have more than enough. By the wisdom of God, you will narrow your effort to where the Lord is interested in. But you see, the Lord must be the one to guide you there. He will orchestrate events. Sometimes He won't talk to you by the voice, but He will be ordering your steps. You will just notice the other options are fading away, and He's only leaving one door in front of you. Take it, it's yours.
Show me.
Listen to me. You will not be small. I prophesy you will not be small.
Amen.
The seed of greatness begins to find expression in your life.
Amen.
You have tried, you have labored, you have done so many things, and it didn't amount to much. But in this season of Joseph, in this year of mounting up with wings as eagles, you are taking off in the air.
Amen.
I prophesy you are taking off in the air. Listen, if in that season of Joseph's, the Lord didn't require for a prayerful man. Prayer was part of his life. He was a dedicated man. But as far as the affairs of the nation was concerned, and when I come back, I will tell you that one of the things that Pharaoh gave to Joseph was his ring. Do you know what that ring does? Do you know what that... No, I know. Do you know what that ring does? You know, the concept of signature didn't start with a biro or a pen. The king's ring has a stamp. Are you thinking? That when the king removed his ring and gave to him, what he was saying is, there is nobody that we have see or foe in this land again. The guy that was a prisoner, no refugee status, no right, the king's seal that for you to have anything in this country, Joseph must use that ring. Oh, how many of you have seen the honor the Lord is bringing to you? that the king, oh my God, the destiny of nations will be put in your hands, that until you speak to Bechukwu, nobody will move. Oh, am I prophesying to somebody right now? Shout a big amen. Shout a big amen. Shout a big amen. If you receive that prophecy, shout a big amen. Shout a big amen. Listen to me. Jesus said, I am the amen. Jesus, one of his names is the amen. When you say amen, you are connecting to the power of the mainframe, where all authority resides. Listen to me. You will not be small. The resources of heaven will be kept in your pocket. Because your righteousness will exceed that of the Pharisee. Therefore, the Lord will put nations at your command. Do you know that what Pharaoh did was to split his authority so that even though he sat on the throne, he will only be an official ruler? The real ruler was the guy with the signet. Oh, my mommy, we bought land. This is, go and see Joseph. If you had seen Joseph when he was a prisoner and you abused him, if they had looked down on you, Mama, now this place now see there, then you now find yourself with the signet. It wasn't the king, but he had that signet ring. May be the fact that you have the ears of your director in the office. Come on, are you here now? You, for some reason, the man respects you and treats you like a friend. The Lord opens some relationships to you. You start knowing some people, and those people are very powerful people. Even when they say no, if you talk to them, they will change their mind. It is a ring. I'm not telling you to go and buy a ring. I'm talking about a position of influence that the Lord is bringing into your life. Come on, if you receive it, shout amen. If you receive it, shout amen. A believing amen. A believing amen. Magnify the Lord and give him glory right now. If you believe, magnify the Lord.